Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.
This journey holds for me. As I start another mile, headed home. But I've learned along the way, from my trials day by day, that without you I can't make it on my own. Lord, give me strength for the journey that is facing me today. I need you walking close beside me every step along the way. We've walked many miles together, but until I reach the end, I need your strength, Lord, for the journey up ahead. Soon I'll reach my journey's end, maybe just around the bend. Then my weary days of trouble will be o'er. As He wipes away my tears, my companion through the years, He'll say, "Welcome home, child, rest forevermore." But until that day, I'll keep on praying for. Please give me strength for the journey that is facing me today. I need you walking close beside me every step along the way. We've walked many miles together, but until I reach the end, I'll need your strength, Lord, for the journey up ahead. Please give me strength, Lord. I need your strength, Lord. Please give me strength, Lord, for my journey up ahead.
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's give this morning. I trust that you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord this morning to honor Him who's been so good to us and all that He does. And I know that we're in dark days, and I know we're in perilous times, but I'll tell you, it's always a good time to be a child of God and know that everything is well between you and heaven. And in the worst days that we have, we know that at the end of the day that we're still saved, and that nothing in this world can ever undo that or take that away from us. Or I'm glad to know that I can look up up and know that my redemption is drawing nigh this morning. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved as a man can ever be this morning, and not because of anything that I've ever done or am doing. But it is only because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, His sacrifice on Calvary, and the faith that He put in me that I exercise to trust and believe upon His name. That's the only way to salvation this morning. And so I trust that you're ready to go to church. I know that we're still in the pandemic, and I know we still have to take precautions, and we are here at Mountain View, and we are sanitizing and disinfecting the church, the entire church before services, and then we're taking temperatures as folks come in, and we have masks, and we have pews marked off for social distancing, and so we're taking every precaution that we can. But it's just wonderful to be able to gather and assemble in the house of the Lord among like-minded folks and worship beyond the veil of flesh to escape all the rudiments of this world. And it's just good to come to church, and I hope that you will, if you're able to this morning, come to the house of the Lord this morning. Remember these, Brother Cecil Parris and Jesse Robinson. Remember Glenda Henderson, Edna Owens this morning. Special request for Kenneth Wallen. Also Wayne Forbes this morning, George Coffia. Also Doris Latta this morning, remember her in prayer this morning. Pray for Joyce Bailey, Brother Jimmy Bailey's wife. She's in critical condition, so just remember this family in prayer. Remember also Zula Ellis, Bob and Linda Schaefer. Remember Harold and Helen Olam this morning in your prayers. Bessie Hawkins, pray for them this morning that God certainly would undertake for their needs this morning. Remember also Richard Compton this morning is in the hospital. Remember him in prayer this morning that God would undertake for their needs as well. All right, hope this song is a blessing to you this morning.
Surely I
Amen. I'd like to read out of Hebrews chapter number 5 this morning, and also beginning in verse number 5. The Bible said, "So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh when offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet he learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." This morning, our Heavenly Father, now God, we come before you, how we thank you for the day that you've given, God, your blessings upon our life for strength and health this morning, God, and what a privilege it is this morning, God, look into your word this morning, God, and our Lord, to feel your presence of the Holy Spirit of God this morning, Lord. I pray for those we made mention this morning, God, the sick and the afflicted, God, those this morning that are struggling, going through hard times. I pray, God, that you'd be a comfort unto them, and may they draw strength this morning, God, from the well of salvation, God, and Father, may they find comfort, Lord, this morning in the Holy Spirit. And I pray this morning, wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning, God. May your name be glorified and lifted up in the midst this morning, God, and draw all men unto you this morning, God. Bring someone to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, Lord. I pray you stir your people this morning. You'd anoint your men as they stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. I pray to go forth and accomplish where you send it today, God. Have your way and your will, and we'll thank you and praise you for everything that's accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen and amen this morning. Now then, the Bible said this morning, verse number 7, when he'd offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and with tears. I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning, dear friend, tears speak volumes this morning. Dear friend, tears that talk. Dear friend, I realize this morning we live in a generation that has dried up our eyes. Dear friend, we put away the weeping. Dear friend, that's why in the book of Revelation, in the church of Laodicea, the Lord said, I try you. Dear friend, to get you some eyes saved and put upon your eyes this morning. I realize we live in a time when it's not macho. It's not dignified this morning for tears, dear friend, to stream down our face. Dear friend, but I want to tell you, the Bible said the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, when he'd offered up prayers with strong crying and with tears. Dear friend, we've lost the burden this morning. Dear friend, that drives our emotions. Dear friend, becoming a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Dear friend, that little bench out in front of your pulpit. Dear friend, we used to call a mourner's bench. Dear friend, where men and women, boys and girls would gather around and pour out their heart unto God. Dear friend, and weep for sinners. Dear friend, but nowadays, dear friend, we've just done away with it. Dear friend, talk is cheap. Dear friend, but tears speak volume. Dear friend, God hears tears. Dear friend, that fall down our face. Dear friend, if God hears the blood that cries from the ground, dear friend, I believe God hears the tears that fall from our cheek. In Psalm 6 verse 8, David said, God heard the voice up my tears. How some of the best prayers you've ever prayed streamed down your face. Dear friend, and God heard every word it said. Amen. Many a time, dear friend, we've been in our prayer closet, laid across our bed, dear friend, not knowing the words to say. Dear friend, our heart broken. But God knowed when the tears flowed down our face, exactly what our heart was saying unto him. Job said, I poured out my tears unto God. David said, I made my bed to swim, and my watered my couch with tears. Amen. The psalmist said, do not hold thy peace at my tears. Brother, don't ever be ashamed, dear friend, to weep this morning. Don't ever be afraid, dear friend, to weep this morning. Don't ever be apprehensive, dear friend, to let the tears fall down your face. Dear friend, God hears the voice of your tears this morning. Amen.
The Bible said, thou hast delivered my feet from falling and my eyes from tears. And God said, I put your tears in a bottle this morning. My dear friend Joe Jeremiah said, oh, that my eyes were a fountain of tears. I might weep day and night unto God. My dear friend, I'm glad this morning in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament, how the Bible makes a statement that one day God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes this morning. But until then, they are an avenue that touches the very heart of God. Until then, my dear friend, they are the voice of the words that we cannot speak with our tongue. My dear friend, be persistent in your weeping this morning. The Bible said it may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. My dear friend, the power of weeping. My dear friend, old Paul said, I failed to warn you not, day and night with tears. Amen. I thank the ministers of God, my dear friend, still ought to have tears in their heart. My dear friend, to weep this morning. My dear friend, over the congregations. My dear friend, I think about the promise of tears. How the Bible said, they that sow in tears, I'll reap in joy. And he that goeth forth weeping, bearing the precious seed, will doubtless come again rejoicing and bringing his sheaves with him. My dear friend, so tears do speak volumes unto God this morning. My dear friend, let me say three or four things this morning concerning your tears. My dear friend, let's speak unto God this morning. My dear friend, first of all, your tears, I speak of your hurting. Amen. I think about David at Ziklag in 1 Samuel chapter 30. How the Bible said they wept until there was no more power to weep. My dear friend, I'm sure you've been in that predicament. My dear friend, that your heart's been so broken and your burden's been so heavy that you wept and wept until there's no more tears that would come out of your eyes. Amen. My dear friend, the pain that's been inflicted our lives, it don't matter if it's physically, spiritually, or emotionally. My dear friend, tears is an outlet that God has given us to relieve the pressure, my dear friend, that builds up in our heart. Amen. My dear friend, it speaks of our hurting when we've been buffeted by the devil. My dear friend, old Paul said, my dear friend, because old Satan, my dear friend, the messenger of Satan buffeted me. My dear friend, Satan afflicted Job. My dear friend, there'll be many a suffering in the body today. My dear friend, a lot of aches and pains and hurting. My dear friend, it speaks, my dear friend, of our hurting and our buffeting. My dear friend, it speaks of our bitterness. My dear friend, I think about Peter. How the Bible said when he denied the Lord, my dear friend, that he went out and wept. My dear friend, those bitter tears of regret. Amen. Sometimes the hardest tears to shed. My dear friend, the biggest lump to swallow. My dear friend, is that bitterness, my dear friend, that gets into our heart today. Amen. Sometimes it is the tears of bereavement when we've lost a loved one. The Bible said Abraham wept, my dear friend, over Sarah's grave. Jesus wept, my dear friend, in the tomb of Lazarus. David wept, my dear friend, when his child died. Amen. But I'm glad the Lord said, I'll send you another comforter. This world is full of pain and misery and suffering. My dear friend, there are going to be tears, my dear friend, that come down to our face. But I sure am glad the Lord knows and he understands. I thank God this morning. It speaks of our brokenness. My dear friend, when we're burdened, when we've been betrayed. My dear friend, when we've been falsely blamed. My dear friend, Jesus knows what it was like to have a broken heart. He knows our pain. He is our faithful high priest that can be touched to the feeling of our infirmities. My dear friend, he knows the heartaches, the griefs, my dear friend, that you and I go through this morning. And our tears speak unto him about our hurting. And then also our tears speak of our helplessness. Amen. The Bible said, oh Hannah, I sat on the doorsteps of the temple. My dear friend, and her mouth was moving, but there was no words coming out. Tears streamed down her face. And God, our dear friend, heard the prayer that went up. Yeah, man, that's when it's getting good. When there ain't nothing coming out, but there's something going up. Yeah, man. Our dear friend, this morning she had gone as far as she could. She had taken all she could. She had done all she could. Our dear friend, and God knew what those tears were saying unto him. Brother, when you get destitute, yeah, man. Our dear friend, Israel, many times, our dear friend, despite their murmuring and their lack of faith, our dear friend, this morning when they got in trouble, our dear friend, they cried out to God, our dear friend, for mercy. Yeah, man, Hagar, our dear friend, cried out for mercy, our dear friend, this morning. I'm telling you, friend of mine, God knows, our dear friend, when we're knee deep in trouble, our dear friend, he knows our circumstance and situation, and our tears speak volumes unto him. Our dear friend, it speaks of our deliverance this morning. Amen. Our dear friend, this morning when there's a battle pursuing in our life, when there's a decision that needs to be made, our dear friend, we need to ring the prayer bells of heaven. Our dear friend, this morning, and weep before God, that he might come upon the scene. Our dear friend, that he might give us and show us the way to go this morning. Our dear friend, our tears speak of our discouragement. How the Bible said there's a time they hung their harps on the willows and said, how can we sing the song of God in a strange land? When we get depressed and defeated and disheartened, I want to tell you this morning, our dear friend, you still can have joy out there, friend, the day in the midst of your tears. Our dear friend, you still can sing praises to God while tears have streamed down your face. You still can hold your head up this morning because you're a child of God. Amen. Even though you may be suffering, our dear friend, this morning, your tears speak unto God this morning. Our dear friend, it speaks of our humbleness. I think about Hezekiah. Our dear friend, Isaiah came, our dear friend, by the authority of God, and told Hezekiah to set his house in order. He's going to die and not live. And the Bible said he fell against the wall and began to weep and pray. And God told Isaiah, turn around and go tell Hezekiah that I've seen his tears and I've heard his prayer. Our dear friend, this morning, oftentimes we have to sit down in sackcloth and ash, our dear friend, and weep. Our dear friend, this morning, it cleanses you of your pride, your dignity, your pompousness. Amen. Our dear friend, the woman that washed the feet of Jesus with her tears has showed her humility. Our dear friend, this morning, the Bible said godly sorrow leads us to repentance. Our dear friend, it is the tears that we shed in our heart that God realizes the humbleness. I'm not talking about those crocodile tears. I'm not talking about those manufactured tears. I'm talking about, brother, when, our dear friend, we realize we've come to the end of the line. Our dear friend, and we humble ourselves. It shows our earnestness, our dear friend, unto God. The Bible said this morning, our dear friend, that the second time the Lord went in the garden, our dear friend, the second time he went out to pray, he prayed the more earnestly. I don't know how he, being who he was, could pray the more earnestly. The Bible said when he prayed that time, that his sweat became as great drops of blood. Our dear friend, this morning, and I'm telling you that our tears, our dear friend, show our earnestness. It's evidence this morning. And the Spirit bears witness. Our dear friend, it wells up inside of us. Amen. And brother, as long as your head leaks, it won't swell. Amen. Our dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, our dear friend, the day that God knows and sees the humility of our hearts, our dear friend, because our tears have touched heaven this morning, it also speaks of our happiness. Amen. Amen. Hey, dear friend, there's tears of joy. Hey, dear friend, as well, there's another side to weeping. Yes, people cry at funerals. They also cry at weddings. Dear friend, people cry when leave, and they cry when they come home. Dear friend, this morning, it tells and it speaks of our joy this morning that we have in our heart. I think about the reunion. Dear friend, this morning, after some 20 years down in Egypt, dear friend, then Jacob come down to see Joseph, and the Bible said, dear friend, they embraced and wept. Dear friend, this morning, and he wept over his brothers. Dear friend, when they come down to see him, dear friend, I'm telling you, there's a weeping goes on when there's a reunion. And the Bible said, when that prodigal come over the hill, and the father saw him a great way off, and then he ran out and met him, and fell on his neck and wept. Dear friend, I'm telling you, there's a reunion coming one day. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, I believe there'll be some weeping and some tears of joy. Dear friend, I think about restoration. Dear friend, in Ezra, dear friend, when they, dear friend, it laid the foundation of the temple, and the Bible said the elders began to weep because they'd seen this house in the former glory. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, if there's anything or to drag a tear out of our old dry and dusty soul, it ought to be the glory in the house of God. Jesus said it'd be like a well of living waters springing up within you. Dear friend, this morning I'll tell you, if the Holy Spirit begins to swell in you, there has to be an outlet somewhere in your life. Dear friend, our tears, dear friend, speak of our happiness. Dear friend, this morning, but finally, I want to say tears speak of hopelessness. Amen. Dear friend, those that are lost this morning have no hope this morning. Paul said there are others which have no hope this morning. Dear friend, in all their tears, dear friend, are to no avail. The Bible said this morning, I considered all the oppressions that are under the sun, and behold, the tears of such that are oppressed, and they have no comfort. Dear friend, a lost man this morning, a lost individual, dear friend, when they go through trials or troubles, when their heart is broken, brother, their tears will find no comfort, because they have not Christ in their life this morning. Dear friend, they have to bear their own burdens. They have to fight their own battles. They have to make their own way. They have to endure, dear friend, their own, dear friend, problems this morning. Dear friend, how sad it is, dear friend, to cry your heart out, and nobody cares this morning. Dear friend, ain't nobody, dear friend, knows what you're going through. Dear friend, I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad I know God. I know every tear that falls from my face. Dear friend, how sad. Dear friend, I have not a Savior. I am not a high priest. Dear friend, I have no one. Dear friend, to see your tears this morning. Amen. Dear friend, today the Bible talks about Esau. Dear friend, that had sought a place of repentance with tears but did not find it. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, there's a lot of folks today that weep over circumstances. Dear friend, and they beg and plead God, dear friend, to intervene. They've never been saved. They've never given their heart to Christ. And the Bible said, God heareth not a sinner's prayer. Amen. There's a many a mama. Dear friend, many a daddy has shed a tear over them children. Dear friend, that God would help them. Dear friend, and yet God hears not their prayer. Because they don't know the Lord in salvation this morning. And then also and finally, dear friend, I believe, dear friend, there are no tears in heaven. Amen. Dear friend, but the Bible said the rich man lifted up his eyes, being in torment, dear friend, weeping this morning. Dear friend, I believe there's tears in hell. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said he cried aloud. There's weeping and wailing wailing and gnashing of teeth this morning in the flames of hell. I dear friend, but God will never see those tears. I dear friend, this morning, and all the tears of repentance in hell, and all the tears of sorrow, and all the tears of regret, I dear friend, will never be acknowledged in the flames of hell. I dear friend, today, our tears speak unto the Lord. Our tears, I dear friend, speak volumes unto God, and it touches the heart of God. Don't ever be ashamed, I dear friend, to cry this morning, because if nobody understands it, the Lord knows what you're going through, and may He richly bless you this morning, is our prayer.